Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we get to come before you and your Word to study and learn about our God. Lord, I love it that you gave us your Word to teach us about you, and you promised that you would send the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, to teach us about you and your Son, Jesus, and the way that you want us to be in this world. I pray, Lord, that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit today as we learn from you. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Favor. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 9. As our story continues in the book of Esther, we have found the servants of King Ahasuerus gathering fair young maidens who are the candidates to be the new queen from all over the empire to receive a special spa treatment within the palace of Shushan. Esther, who is the young cousin of Mordecai, has been selected to be among them, and she is now in the care of Hegyi, who is the king's chief chamberlain, who will prepare the ladies for presentation to him. In chapter 2 and verse 9 of the book of Esther, we learn of a special favor that Esther obtained from Hegyi, where we read, "And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her, out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women." Our verse begins, "And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him." There was something about Esther that drew the special attention of Hegyi. Among all the maidens who were gathered, Esther pleased him, which means she made him glad and joyful, and because of this, she was given goodness and kindness from him. We're not told exactly why this favor was granted, but as we continue our story, it might be related to her outward beauty and her attitude and manner as well. Nonetheless, Esther stood out from the other maidens and received the favor of Hegyi. The verse goes on to say, "And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house." It is one thing to say that one is in favor, and it's quite another to see it demonstrated by actions. Hegyi speedily gave her things for her purification. When he met Esther, Hegyi hurried to get her the provision of the king. He must have known right away just what a wonderful young lady Esther was. As one who knew the king, he was the chief chamberlain, we know, Hegyi must have had it in mind that Esther would definitely please him. He gave her the beauty treatments, seven maidens to apply them, and whatever was necessary to condition Esther for presentation to the king in the future. Finally, we read, "And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women." Hegyi didn't stop with provisions for beauty treatments and seven maidens for Esther. He also gave her and her maidens the best place of the house of the women. Esther was preferred, which means changed to the best location within the palace where the women were located. It's as if Esther was gathered within a room with all the fair young maidens initially, and then selected to be given the best place among them. There is no doubt that Esther has been given a very special place of honor in our story. Can we imagine the thoughts of Esther for one moment? Can we envision her being excited about advancements along the way? At one point in her life, she lost her father and mother, and was now to live with her older cousin Mordecai, who has been exiled during the Babylonian Empire. Then suddenly, she is dwelling in the best place in the house of the women within the palace of Shushan. If we cannot see the divine hand of God working in her life, perhaps we should continue to meditate upon these verses just a little while longer. If we can see the hand of God in Esther's life, we might imagine that he is working in our lives as well, even though we can't see it yet. Next time, we will discover a secret Esther kept to herself. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.